Hello, this is Allison Romano, CEO and CIO of the San Francisco Employees Retirement System, otherwise known as SFRS. I am pleased to provide you an update on SFRS in this new podcast format. I am honored to lead SFRS and am committed to the organization's mission to secure, protect, and prudently invest the pension trust assets, to administer mandated benefit programs, and to provide promised benefits to the active and retired members of the City and County of San Francisco. During this podcast, I will cover four topics. First, I will discuss the pension plan funded status. Second, I will provide an update on retirement services and our engagement with pension plan members. Third, I will discuss the pension plan's investment performance. And fourth, I will provide some highlights on our deferred compensation program. I will conclude with a forward outlook. You can fast forward to the specific sections you want to learn more about, or if you have time, you can sit down, grab a cup of coffee, and listen to the podcast in its entirety. Let's start with some background on SFRS. The hardworking SFRS team assists more than 78,000 active, vested, and retired employees of the City and County of San Francisco and their survivors. Our members include teachers, firefighters, police officers, sheriffs, and many other civilian employees across the City and County of San Francisco, the San Francisco Unified School District, the San Francisco Community College District, the San Francisco Trial Courts, the City's Police and Fire Departments, and the Sheriff's Department. On behalf of these members, SFRS manages the system's pension plan, a defined benefit plan which as of June 30th, 2023, held net assets of $33.7 billion. We also administer the Deferred Compensation Plan with net assets of $4.8 billion. Together, these programs help provide retirement security. Now that I've covered what SFRS does, let's jump to topic one, funded status. Funded status is a measure of how much the pension fund has today to pay for benefits promised in the future. SFRS actuary Chiron presented to the Retirement Board in February the results of the actuarial evaluation. The retirement system remains very well funded at 97% based on the actuarial value of assets. Funded status is a function of many factors, but at its core, there are three key drivers, including the level of benefits, the level of contributions, and investment returns. The first driver, level of benefits, are determined by the plan sponsor, that is the city and other employers. Regarding the second driver, contributions, importantly, by charter, the city and other plan sponsors are required to fully fund the actuarial determined contributions each year, and we expect them to continue to do so in the future. The good news is that given the strength of the fund, contribution rates are continuing to decline for both the employer and employee. Specifically, employer contribution rates after cost sharing declined from 16.12% of payroll in fiscal year 2024 to 15.27% in fiscal year 25. The average employee contribution rate is estimated to decline from 9.75% of pay in fiscal year 2024 to 9.28% of pay in fiscal year 2025. With respect to the third driver of funded status, investment returns, the Retirement Board reviews and approves every 3 years an asset allocation designed to achieve the long-term investment return objectives. More to come on investment performance in a few minutes. Now that I've discussed the healthy funded status, I'd like to turn to topic two, benefits administration for the defined benefit plan. During the fiscal year, SFRS paid $1.82 billion in benefits and processed over 1,100 new retirements. We continue to enhance our platform in order to provide high-quality service to our members. I'd like to share with you some highlights from our last fiscal year. The SFRS team responded to over 12,000 email inquiries on the SFRS Connect platform, an increase of 18% from the prior year. Member Services conducted 2,700 retirement appointments and service purchase appointments, collectively a 20% increase from the prior year. Through our member portal, we provided self-service capabilities, including access to the annual member statement, the ability to manage beneficiaries, and a benefits calculator. In fact, members visited the benefits calculator over 76,000 instances, an increase of 21% from the prior year. We offered a 7-part webinar series to help miscellaneous members achieve their financial retirement goals. In total, SFRS hosted 31 educational webinars with more than 8,600 attendees with an overall satisfaction rate of 4.5 out of 5. We also launched our new and improved website for our members. During the fiscal year, there were more than 1.5 million visits to the mysfrs.org website. In addition to all of this, we implemented changes around voter approval of a supplemental COLA, the Board of Supervisors' approval of special needs trust, and initiated changes for the Board of Supervisors' approval enabling the purchase of service for time served in the military. I'd like to personally thank the entire Retirement Services team for their dedication to our members. We are in the process of expanding our team to meet the increasing complexity of our business and the needs of our members. We are also evolving our approach to customer service to provide more self-service capabilities and online capabilities. This will all take time, and I am excited to work with the team as we move in a positive direction. In addition to the benefits administration and communications activities that our members experience most directly, SFRS is responsible for investment management, business operation, risk management, quality assurance, recruitment and personnel management, records management, and of course, an IT infrastructure to support all the complexities of our business. All of these activities help drive the success of the organization, and the team supporting these activities have been very hard at work. Next, I will address topic 3, investment performance of the defined benefit plan. I'll start by describing the investment goals, next provide top-level results relative to those goals, and then dive into a review of financial markets and the impact on shorter-term performance. To provide some background, the investment policy objective for the pension plan portfolio is to generate long-term investment returns with prudent levels of risk in order to secure benefit payments for current and future retirees. To meet this objective, SFRS invests with the goals of first, meeting the assumed 7.2% actuarial rate of return on a net of fee basis over a full market cycle, and second, exceeding the benchmark return based on SFRS asset allocation policy over rolling 5-year periods. The board strategic asset allocation considers the long-term return, liquidity needs, the structure of SFRS liabilities, and risk tolerance. Both the actuarial return and the strategic asset allocation are established with a long-term investment horizon, taking into account that over shorter periods, markets may outperform or underperform. With that as a backdrop, here are the performance results as of the most recent fiscal year. Long-term total fund returns continue to be solid, with SFRS generating 3-year net returns of 10.61% and 5-year net returns of 8.43% as of June 30th, 2023. I am happy to report that the investment results have met both investment goals. Specifically, over 5, 10, and 20 years, SFRS met and exceeded the first goal of meeting a 7.2% actuarial rate of return. On the second goal, over 3, 5, 10, and 20 years, absolute performance net of fees has exceeded that of the policy benchmark. The primary driver of value added over the longer term is the selection and allocation to investment strategies. So now let's turn to a summary of the overall financial markets. To be a bit informal, it's been a wild ride in the stock market over the last couple of years. 2 years ago, the market was down significantly. Last year, the stock market was up a lot. For an individual investing in the stock market, these swings can be daunting. The advantage of a pension plan is that it's designed for the long term. Because we invest on behalf of thousands of members and are able to invest with a 20-plus year investment horizon, we can navigate investment market volatility and financial market uncertainty. With respect to the overall market, after a major stock market decline in the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2022, the new fiscal year began with steep inflation. Inflation that I am sure many of you experienced as you went to the grocery store, bought gasoline, or paid for other basic goods. To combat inflation, the U.S. Federal Reserve raised interest rates to reduce demand for consumer goods and services by making it more expensive to borrow money. However, initially inflation was stubborn. Uncertainty about the magnitude of future rate hikes put pressure on both the stock market and bond market. However, as the Fed took swift action and raised rates multiple times in the first half of the fiscal year, inflationary pressures began to ease, the pace of rate hikes began to slow, and risk appetite increased. Nevertheless, other signs of risk loomed. The yield curve is one metric that investors look at as an indication of the health of the economy. Over the last year, the yield curve remained inverted throughout the year, meaning that interest rates for short-term bonds were higher than interest rates for longer-term bonds. This is often a signal of potential recession. Despite all these challenges, by fiscal year-end, economic outlooks and company fundamentals remained relatively strong, and inflation continued to fall, all of which supported a strong equity market. Over the fiscal year, the U.S. markets returned 9.6% as measured by the S&P 500 index. International equities also provided investors with positive returns over the fiscal year, with developed markets outperforming emerging markets. So what did this mean for SFR's shorter-term investment performance? The pension plan assets are invested across a diversified set of both public market and private assets. During short periods of sharp financial market swings, SFR's public market investments typically will also experience significant moves, while private market investments tend to demonstrate smoother performance and experience valuation lags. This pattern played out in fiscal year 2022 and fiscal year 23. As I mentioned earlier, during fiscal year 22, markets were quite challenged, and the global public equity market, as represented by the MSCI ACWI IMI index, was down 16.5%. Because SFR invests in private market investments, and these assets did not experience the same downward pressure during the period, the SFR's total fund generated a negative 2.9% net of fees return, notably well above the overall global public equity markets. By investing in a diversified set of assets, SFR was able to protect the assets in a period when public markets declined significantly. This downside protection helped support long-term returns. In 2023, markets reversed. The public equity markets rebounded significantly, with the MSCI ACWI IMI returning 16.1%, while the lagged private equity market valuations declined as they began to catch up with the prior year's downturn. For SFRs, in fiscal year 23, the total fund generated a positive 4.25% return. Though we report on and discuss annual returns each year, we invest for the long term. As I described earlier, our investment objectives are long term. And I reiterate that longer term performance remains very strong. Again, the 3-year return was 10.61%. This strong investment performance supports funded status and the health of the plan. So that's the update on the pension plan. Now I'll turn to the fourth topic, the deferred compensation plan. Fiscal year 2023 was a very busy year for the DC program. We hired a new target date funds provider, partnered to develop a refined lineup of target date funds specifically designed for our DC members, and began transitioning participants to these new funds. SFDCP serves our members through multiple channels, providing both robust digital engagement online tools, with over 20,000 participants logging into the website during the year, as well as well-received in-person educational events. In fact, the SFDCP team was honored with a second-place award by the plan sponsor Council of America in recognition for its excellence in communication and financial education with respect to our National Retirement Savings Month campaign. In addition, the call center handled over 18,000 calls with an average monthly customer satisfaction level of 98%. Local counselors conducted over 6,500 one-on-one meetings. Importantly, the outreach efforts translate to strong participation rates among our city-eligible employees. The percentage of city-eligible employees who participate in the DC plan stands at 57%, representing nearly 34,000 participants. So far, I've discussed what we've achieved in the past. Let's talk about the future. Rest assured, I am working with the entire team to evolve our business for the future so that we can continue to meet our member needs, generate investment returns, and operate our business in a world that is evolving technologically and financially. Our strategic plan is designed around three objectives: best-in-class operations, financial strength, and institutional adeptness. What does this mean? It means that we have a long-term plan and a team committed to continually improving the SFRs organization. For example, within retirement services, With additional resources, we aim to provide enhanced services and align with evolving member service preferences and needs. Within investments, we are evolving the investment portfolio to manage investment risk and illiquidity in a market that today is different than the last decade. Across the entire organization, we are focused on effectively leveraging technology as a way to better support our team. And finally, we are focused on attracting and retaining talent. The team is our most important asset because it is the Spurs team that allows us to execute on our mission and deliver for our members. I thank each and every colleague at Spurs whose contributions have led to all the successes I described in this podcast. I also thank the Retirement Board. Retirement Board members are collectively responsible for the administration of the pension and the investments of the fund. They provide excellent oversight with skill, care, and prudence. Finally, thank you for your interest in learning more about Spurs and taking the time to listen to this podcast. More information can be found on our website at myspurs.org. Be sure to check out our resources tab, where you can find links to the annual report and actuarial report, along with a summary of plan provisions and other Spurs resources. Thank you.